Welcome back into Upon Further Review, and we're going to talk with Cody Goodwin about Missouri Tigers football. Cody, of course, covers them for 24/7. They've got a big matchup in the SEC coming up with Texas A&M this weekend. Cody, how's it going, man?
It's going well, man. Pretty important November for these Missouri Tigers, and I think it only becomes more important only if they take care of business this Saturday, which I'm sure we'll get plenty into.
Absolutely. You know, and we talked a few weeks ago before Missouri played Vanderbilt, and I know that game did not go the way Missouri wanted. Of course, you had the injury to Bo Prabula as well. I guess, you know, we'll fill our listeners maybe in a little bit on what you've seen from Missouri the last couple of weeks since then.
Yeah, man. Well, they had a bye after the Vanderbilt game, so we really haven't seen a whole lot of anything. But I think what we got to see after Bo went down against Vanderbilt was we got to see the new true freshman quarterback, right? Matt Zollers, who's 19 years old, true freshman, only just got done with high school ball about a year ago because he himself came back from a pretty gnarly ankle injury. And so that's what kind of makes this game, I guess, you adds to the intrigue of this game, right? Because, I mean, on top of, you know, Missouri being 6-2, 2-2, the first college football playoff rankings came out. They are number 22, so they're pretty ways down. And we kind of knew coming into this month after losing the Vanderbilt game that, you know, it starts with, you know, if Mizzou's truly going to make a run at, you know, potentially the Southeastern Conference Championship game, which, you know, the odds are extremely slim there. And then even, you know, making the 12-team playoff, it starts with a perfect November. They got to go 4-0. If they're able to go 4-0, they would be able to knock off both A&M and Oklahoma, two teams that are currently in the top 12 of the CFP ranking. So that'll help boost their resume a little bit. You know, and if they don't go 4-0, then none of the rest of it really matters. If they are able to go 4-0, we'll see what kind of help they can get throughout the rest of the month that maybe helps boost their CFP stock. But you know, that's it's really intriguing coming up against this Texas A&M team, man. That they're 8-0, they're 5-0 in conference play. They look like one of the best teams in the country. On paper, they look like they're one of the best teams in the country. The film doesn't lie. And so this is a heck of an opportunity, I think, for Mizzou to inject some juice into the program after losing twice in October and kind of putting all of their hopes and dreams for this season, you know, kind of on the final thread, right? I'm sure 10-2 through the SEC gives you a chance at making the playoff, right? I'm not sure 9-3 or anything less. I think that pretty well eliminates you from any, you know, big time postseason hopes. So, you know, there's a lot of intrigue in this game from Mizzou side. And then on top of everything, you've got a true freshman quarterback starting against the number 3 team in the country in an afternoon primetime slot. So it's there's a lot of things playing into this game that I think make it really interesting from the Tigers' perspective.
Yeah, and let's dive into the Bo Prabula injury that he sustained in that loss to Vanderbilt. You know, I know Eli Drinkwitz has said there's not really a timetable on his return. I guess just speak to what that kind of looks like right now, and then when it comes to Matt Zollers, you know, if he's the guy going forward, what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, the injury for Bo, we'll start there. A dislocated ankle. It was it's one of those where it was kind of a clean break. I guess, you know, clean dislocation, I guess we should say, because I'm not sure that any of his bones were actually broken in the process. That's from Eli Drinkwitz. So it's a little bit more of like a judo or an MMA type injury where it just kind of, it popped out, they put it back in place, and now it's just a matter of can it heal in time. And, you know, normally ankle dislocations take anywhere, you know, and I mean, the most optimistic, probably looking at 6 to 8 weeks or something like that. And so I know he's graduated from a scooter to an air cast. He'll probably be on the sidelines on Saturday at Faurot Field. So that's positive. But, you know, obviously with the timeline of how long it takes to recover, we can probably bet on seeing Matt Zollers the rest of the way. And Zollers, like I mentioned, 19-year-old true freshman. He's also from Pennsylvania, same as Bo Prabula. You know, different quarterback from Bo, though, right? Like Bo, a guy that really, he relied on his legs a lot, right? He did it at Penn State. He used the dual threat capability while at Missouri. Bo did really well out of play action, and he got the ball out quick and accurately when his first read was there. He's got good arm talent, you know, but I think there some, you could probably make the case that Mizzou maybe hit the ceiling of what they're capable of offensively with Bo at quarterback. With Zollers, he's athletic, but he's got some insane arm talent, man. Like, he's a top 100 recruit. The ball just kind of jumps out of his hands. He's a guy that can make throws that Bo couldn't. And I think that's going to open up different pages of the Mizzou playbook that weren't necessarily available when Prabula was at quarterback, right? Like, you're just talking two totally different skill sets here. So I think we can expect the Missouri offense to look different. I think a lot of us are maybe expecting a few more downfield throws, maybe a little bit of a different style of offense, but we aren't sure if it's going to look better, right? We aren't sure if they're going to be able to hit the easy button in maybe the way that they were able to earlier in the season with Bo at quarterback. So, because I mean, the other thing you got to consider here is that Zollers, as exciting of a prospect as he is, not a lot of playing experience, right? He had less than 30 career high school starts, and he's only played 90 total snaps this season. And a large chunk of those, obviously, came after Bo got hurt in the Vanderbilt game. So now his first career college start is coming against the number three team in the country, and all of Mizzou's postseason hopes and dreams are on the line this month. Like, that's a pretty tall ask for a young guy. So I know Mizzou's pretty excited to see him out there. I know the players that we got to talk to are expressing a lot of confidence this week in Matt Zollers, but you know, there still is that element of unknown, which I think is just, it just, again, it adds to the intrigue of this matchup.
Now, looking at this Texas A&M matchup, as you mentioned, I mean, they look like a national championship contender, no doubt. What's the biggest challenge that they'll present to Missouri? And then on the other side, is there a biggest challenge that Missouri can present to A&M?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different things that A&M does really well. I mean, to be honest, you look at this A&M team and they don't really have a glaring weakness, right? Like, they're kind of the definition of jack of all trades, master of none. Like, they're just really good at everything, right? And so you look at this specific matchup against Missouri, I'm looking specifically at A&M's pass rush. They are top five in the country in sacks. They have, I think, what, like more than 150 total quarterback pressures on the season just as a defense. And so that they are able to get after an impact the quarterback. And again, Missouri starting quarterback, 19-year-old true freshman, not exactly the type of defense you want to see with your first career start, especially with the stakes of the season on the line. So I think that's probably advantage Texas A&M, right? And then I think on the other side of the ball too, Texas A&M offense, again, good, maybe not great, but they're able to move the ball with Marcel Reed. I think the matchup that we're really going to be watching though is Missouri secondary against those Texas A&M receivers, right? They've got an elite receiving duo of Mario Craver and KC Concepcion, a couple of transfers that have made immediate big impacts for the Aggies this season. And Missouri's secondary has been good, right? Like, they're not bad. I think Missouri's defense has been great this season with elite moments, but the secondary is the weakness, right? Like, they're kind of the weakest of the three levels. And so you look at that secondary against those really speedy receivers and just, you know, the offense with Marcel Reed, those receivers, the offensive line has done a really good job protecting him. The play caller, Colin Klein, former K-State star, has done a really good job just calling plays the last couple of seasons. Like, this is an offense that knows who they are. They know their identity. They know kind of how to press the pressure points of opposing defenses. And so, you know, I think Missouri, like, that secondary is going to get tested by this receiving core. So that's something that I think is going to be interesting to watch, just A&M's pass rush against Zollers and then the A&M receivers against Missouri secondary. But, you know, can Missouri make this a game? I think they can. A&M has a tendency, if you look at, you know, the way that they played this season, you know, it's really hard to argue against 8-0, right? Like, they've won every game they've played so far. But they have a little bit of a tendency to maybe play up and down to their competition a little bit, right? You look at earlier in the season, Notre Dame, like, they were in a bit of a shootout with them, right? They ultimately, you know, drove the field at the end of the game to win that 141-40. They went to Auburn and won that rock fight 16-10, and they went down to Arkansas and won that shootout, right? 45-42, where they had to constantly kind of stay two possessions ahead of the Hogs. So, you know, this is a team that can win in a lot of different ways, but I think if Mizzou can kind of lean on the defense a little bit and then maybe trust Zollers not to go win the game, but maybe not lose the game, if that makes sense, maybe Mizzou can turn this into a little bit of a rock fight, keep it low scoring, and then find a way to maybe steal it in the fourth quarter. I think that might be the path if Mizzou is going to pull this out on Saturday.
Yeah, and lastly, Cody, kind of a twofold here. I guess just first off, you know, what does a Mizzou path to victory have to look like? And if you're one for predictions, you know, how do you kind of see this playing out?
Yeah, I think the rock fight path, you know, at least until we see Zollers, right? Like, maybe he comes out in the first quarter and just lights the entire A&M secondary on fire, and there's a new, you know, hailing of the chief in Columbia, and things just totally change on their head after the first 15 minutes. I'm not expecting that, right? Because it's, you know, we got to see a little bit of Zollers, and he's good, and I'm intrigued to see kind of how the offense changes and shapes to his talents coming up on Saturday. I think that's another part of the intrigue of seeing a true true freshman who we know can throw the ball pretty well. How does the playbook change? How does the call sheet change? What plays will they call now that they couldn't call during the first eight games of the season? So I'm intrigued to see that, but I do think keeping it a little bit lower scoring, trying to keep it within a rock fight, I think that might be Mizzou's best path, or maybe the most, I don't know. There's a wide range of possibilities, but I think the most favorable paths for Missouri kind of involve, you know, keeping it low scoring, containing Marcel Reed, finding yards on offense, and just, you know, trying to keep Zollers upright. I think that's probably the most likely path for a Mizzou victory. In terms of predictions, this is a really, really good Texas A&M team. I'm of the belief that they'll win something to the effect of 17-13, 20-13. Like, it'll be low scoring. It'll be a one possession game. And I think the thing that really makes me lean Aggies, man, is just, you know, I mentioned all those games earlier, you know, the Notre Dame game, the Auburn game, the Arkansas game, and this Texas A&M team knows how to find the winning plays in those close games. You look at their schedule, they're 3-0 in one-score games this season. Missouri has also played 3 1-score games this season, and they're 1-2. Missouri has not always found the winning play. I think that, among other things, matters in a game like this. Texas A&M is just kind of built a little bit differently. They're built kind of in the mold of their coach. Mike Elko's a really tough, hard-nosed dude. And I think Missouri, I need them to show me that they can win a big game before I pick them to win a big game like this. And so for that reason, I think I'm going A&M right now.
Should be a fun one there on Saturday. Again, Cody Goodwin, 24/7, talking Missouri, Texas A&M. Cody, appreciate the time and enjoy the fun one there Saturday.
Appreciate you having me, man. And I know it's wrestling season up there in Iowa, so enjoy some of the mad action coming up later this month as well.